I'm Marjorie Ead, and welcome to Chat Around. Thank you for listening to Edition 82. I hope you enjoy it. Today, my fellow interviewers are Mike Hutchinson, Ree Chakraborty, Chris Gillam, and Leslie Fish, and our sound engineer is Simon Shirley. Coming up, Mr. Bertino. Loyal listeners will recall that Mike Hutchinson has been researching Norfolk at the Pictures. Today he introduces us to Mr. Bertino and the King's Lynn Picture Dome. And the research all started with the purchase of two chairs. Next, Leslie Fish meets Norfolk sculptor Alison Henry. Largely self-taught, Alison has exhibited across the UK and displayed her work at Blickling for their Art in the Garden exhibition. Her work is inspired by the landscape and wildlife of Norfolk. Chris Gillam reminisces with Canaries legend Terry Alcock, who, amongst other achievements, scored 37 goals in a calendar season, the highest ever achieved by a Norwich City player. And next, Professor Dale Sanders tells Ree Chakraborty about the John Innes Centre and how it is tackling global challenges such as population growth, climate change, and the ageing population. Next, the Paston treasure. The Norfolk Paston family once owned a wealth of magnificent artefacts until their fortunes changed. Many of the artefacts are recalled in a single intriguing painting, currently part of the Paston treasure exhibition at the Norwich Castle Museum. Mike talks to events programme manager Anna McCarthy. And as a bonus, Dave Holland of Waveney Words Talking Newspaper has kindly shared with us an interview from 2017, 60 years since the first hydrogen bomb was detonated in the Pacific. He talks to Gordon Wilcox, now 80, who witnessed the first test. And finally, Norwich Cathedral has launched a music funding appeal to support the boys and the girls' choirs and to restore the cathedral organ, which has served the cathedral since 1899. To find out more, I spoke to David Dunnett, the cathedral organist. So that's our programme, and I hope you enjoy it.